question in Hilchot Shabbat regarding timers. The question was asked, the person had his lights in his dining room, and they were going to be shut off automatically by a timer that he had set before Shabbat. But now the meal was running long, and he wants the lights to stay on. Is it permissible for him to go and adjust the timer in order to delay the lights from going off? According to Hacham Avadya, mutar. The halakha would be permissible to adjust the timer on Shabbat in order to keep it on. However, it would be asur to adjust the timer that it should go off earlier than set. That would fall under the category of gram kibui. Unless in a circumstance where somebody's sick and the light is bothering him, then the hakam is lenient even in that case to turn the timer backwards in order that the lights will go off earlier. Now we're discussing over here where you're not using a timer that's electrical, that by turning it you're setting off any mechanisms and any electrical current and so on like that. You're just turning a knob that delays or extends. So to extend the light that's opened already, mutar. To shorten it, asur, unless it's in the circumstance of a sick person that needs the light to go off because he's not feeling well and the light is causing him tzad. Now let's go the other way. If the lights are off and you want to keep them off, so you'd be allowed to extend the timer in order to keep the lights off for a longer period of time. However, it would be asur when the lights are off to turn the time in order to get the lights to go on a little earlier. Unless the Chacham says it's the tzorich mitzvah. For example, you want to learn Torah and the room is dark and you have no light. Therefore, even in that case, it would be permissible to turn the timer backwards in order that the lights go on earlier. Now, the question that comes out here also is, what about the mukseh issue? Seemingly turning this timer, the timer should be mukseh. So the Chacham has a rule that we can rely on the principle in mukseh b'mechubar, that since the timer is attached to the wall, and we have a rule that something that's attached to the house is not considered mukseh, it's attached to something, so therefore it's attached to the wall in this case. And he says, add to that, that if one would make a condition once a year and say that this timer over here, he wants to exercise his rights to move it. And therefore, if he makes a condition that he doesn't want it to be mukseitim, he wants to have the ability to adjust it if he wants on Shabbat, it would be permissible and you wouldn't have a mukseh problem. So therefore, halakha lemaaseh, basically the rule is to keep the status longer would be permissible. To change the status would be asur, unless in the circumstances that we mentioned, the sorech choneh, or in the case of extending, making it turn on earlier, then already you need sorech mitzvah. As we said, the person needs light to study Torah.